thank you very much all for being here in the Quantum Gravity Seminar Perimeter. And we're very happy to have Hongwang Liu talking about generalized LTP spacetime and dust collapse in spherically symmetric polymer models. Thank you very much, Hongwang.
Yeah, thanks for the introduction. Thanks for the invitation. It's my pleasure to have this opportunity to present my recent works about the spherically symmetric polymer models, and we all studied the generalized RGB spacetime and dust collapse. If you are not very familiar with what is polymer models or what is RGB spacetime, I'll tell you later. So this work is in collaboration with Christina, Param, and Eric and Steph, which are students. So this is the outline of this talk. So the main topic is, of course, spherically symmetric polymer models. And there are three important properties we would like to address in the general spherically symmetric polymer models. So it's about the first thing is the covariance. Second is the polymerized RGB condition. So everything gets polymerized. So classically, we have classic RGB condition. With the polymer models, we would like to have the polymerized RGB condition. And then we also have the polymerized vacuum solution. And finally, the reconstruction. Reconstruction means we have a polymerized vacuum solution. Usually, these are regular black hole solutions, for example, and can we reconstruct the underlying spherically symmetric polymer models, which are somehow the effective theory from some quantum origin models. So this is mainly the main problems we would like to address. So in this talk, we start with a very brief introduction. I'll reveal what is the polymer models using the example of loop quantum cohomology, which we call polymerization. Basically, have a function of the intrinsic curvature. And then I'll also introduce what is the classical spherically symmetric spacetime and the RGB condition in the classical spherically symmetric spacetime. The most the good thing about this RGB condition and RGB coordinate is that in this RGB coordinate, the dynamics of the classically spherical symmetric spacetime, which is basically 1 plus 1 divided theory, decouples completely. So we don't need to deal with the partial differential equation. We can directly deal with the ordinary differential equations because they are all decoupled along the radial direction. So this trivialized junction condition and trivialized all the homogeneous or inhomogeneous dust collapse. So that's why we would like to study it. And the first thing we would like to analyze is, of course, this polymerized RGB condition. And we also have a decoupled model in these polymer models, in the effective theory of the spherically symmetric quantum gravity models in the things. And the second thing is, so we have a vacuum solution. So it's not the standard Schwarzschild vacuum solution, but a polymerized vacuum solution in this spherically symmetric model. And more importantly, can we have a Bickhoff-like theorem in these models? Classical gravity, we know that it's Bickhoff theorem stating that the only vacuum solution is actually unique and stationary and is asymptotic flat, and this is the gravity solution. But can we have a similar theorem in the symmetric model such that we can have a unique vacuum solution? This is another problem we would like to address. And the third thing is the covariance. Because after polymerization, usually we will introduce some anomalies in the hypersurface deformation algebra. It somehow breaks the covariance. But we have a nice argument stating that actually we can recover the covariance as we can find the extended mimetic theory, which is the modified gravity theory, at the underlying covariance like Langevin, and this spherically symmetric polymer models in the canonical formulation is the gauge fixing, the temporal gauge fixing of this underlying covariance like Langevin. So we are all good because we have covariance like Langevin, we have polymerized vacuum, and we have polymerized RGB condition. So this is our set thing. And with this in mind, I'll give you some examples. Of course, the example is about the reconstruction in a single plant. We can find the underlying model, which is also underlying covariance mimetic theory that produce the low regular black hole solutions, for example, the Badin regular black hole solution and also the Hayward regular black hole solution. And another example is the can we have LPC as a decoupled theory with LTP segments? And then we can reconstruct the underlying 1 plus 1 diffeomorphic theory and go into any gauge we want. And we can study the bouncing solution. And also we can study the dust clouds. And this will show as a concrete example that we have bouncing solution, but without a shock. And I'll also compare the result with some previous study along this supercomputer polynomial model. Okay, so let's start with introduction of the polynomial series. So this is inspired from the effective dynamics from the loop quantum cosmology. So you look at, so standard cosmology, classical cosmology is simply given by this Hamiltonian constraint. Check if I can write. So, yeah, so this is the Hamiltonian constraint of the classical cosmology. So it has two variables, one is B, another is V. So this is the finite dimensional, so it has finite dimensional, sorry, finite, the finite number of degrees of freedom because it's homogeneous. So it's not a field theory, it's a mechanics. And then we have the so-called loop quantization. And this loop quantization will lead to a quantum theory which impose a loop quantization of the Hamiltonian constraint. And we use scalar field, which defines the internal time. And this is the deparametrization of the model. So scalar field as the nature observer of the system and defines the physical time. And then with scalar field as a time, we cover a physical Hamiltonian. And then we have effective dynamics from the underlying quantum theory. So the effective dynamics is how we encode the quantum dynamics in the phase space, such that we have effective Hamiltonian, which is in this description. And the dynamics of the expectation value of all the observables is encoded in the Hamiltonian formulation generated from this effective dynamics. So if they can see that, O is equal to minus O dot. Yeah, so this is, and the nice property of the quantum cosmology is that this effective dynamics captures the main quantum effect. It's not like the effective field theory is semi-classical. It's not only semi-classical, but it also captures the main quantum effect even at the deep quantum regime. And this picture, this plot from a real paper is shows nicely this result. So this red line gives a quantum evaluation of the expectation values. And of course, it's a bounce. So we start from our current universe. So we bounce back with another systematic bounce. So we have another similar before the singularity. So, sorry, before the big bounce. So there is no singularity at this point, more or less. The big bounce point is a classical singularity. It's a result. Nice property is what I said. So the effective dynamics exactly matches the quantum dynamics at leading order. So we have the main quantum effect captures. And this effective dynamics can be understood as the polymerization. What is the polymerization? Just so we send B here, B square here, to the sine square lambda B over lambda square. So it's basically we send B to sine alpha B over R, sorry, this lambda to the R. And this alpha is the quantum gravity in the parameter. In loop quantum cosmology, usually we say this is related to the minimal physical lenses we can have with the loop quantum gravity, so it's a quantum parameter. So this is the main, this is the good thing of this loop quantum cosmology, and we see why we can have a polymerization which directly captures the effective dynamics of the underlying quantum gravity quantum mechanics model in this case. And why we have this is in RQC, the sharp-critic state will remain sharp-critic in advance. So this is why this effective dynamics is it's so good. It captures the main quantum effect. And usually this is not the case for complicated model. For example, it's always so we don't know if within the surprise metric models we can have the same property. So that's why when we study polynomial models, we don't know if we can really regard the bounce as a quantum effect or it's only some leading order contribution to take into account our stability terms. Okay, this is one. Also, this is also one motivation for our study. I'll talk about this later on. So this is the polymer models. So polymerization is basically saying that the B is the more or less the temperature with the volume. So send B to a function. This is the polymerized models. Okay. Yeah, And now we go to the survivability metric space time. So it's not like mechanics. Now we have really a fair theory. We have the many degrees of freedom because we have now a spatial direction. And usually this the fifth space of the survivability metric space time can be parameterized by two variables, two canonical four. We have canonical variables, EX and EFI, and their conjugate momenta, KS and KFI. So EX and EFI are related to the metric, it's actually the created variables, but you can also understand as the metric function. And the metric is in this generalized Gaussian pen-level metric. And the conjugate momenta here is the intrinsic curvature associated to the metric. So this is the most general subtractive symmetric metric we can write. And we have two Lagrange multipliers, N and Nx, related to the scalar constraint and the spatial diffeomorphism. And now, instead we're dealing with the constraint system, we would like to introduce a temporal gauge fixing. By this temporal gauge fixing, we use the node rotational dust. So we add a coupling matter field, which is the node rotational dust. And this defines the nature observer and also defines the internal time. If we regard this capital T as T, which is our physical time. And this gauge fixing, the temporal gauge fixing, because it fixes the left function. And instead of the Hamiltonian scalar constraint, now we have two Hamiltonians, physical Hamiltonian. Here we would like to see the partial temporal gauge fixing. We don't fix the diffeomorphism. We still have the diffeomorphism as a constraint. So with diffeomorphism as a constraint, we still have the spatial diffeomorphism transformations as gauge transformations. So we can still do the temporal gauge transformation, but same time is fixed to be one. So we are not allowed to redefine our time because we already gauge fix our time. And also we have a matter field, which is a dust matter field coupled to the gravity. So instead of vacuum, we can also have dust collapse. So that's why this is a nice model for dust collapse. And then we have the physical Hamiltonian, one writes the classical Hamiltonian and classical diffeomorphism. And the equation of motion, of course, is generated by Hamilton equation. And when in the classical theory, also we gauge fix, but we know that we still have the underlying hypersurface deformation algebra. And here after gauge fixing, this C is not constrained anymore because we have the physical Hamiltonian, but C now becomes scalar density. This becomes the control quantity if we have a different environment solutions. So this is the control quantity on the spatial diffeomorphism in the line states or the spatial diffeomorphism in the line dynamics. Of course, the CX is always is also a control quantity. So actually, there are many control quantities associated with respect to CX because of the NX term, but scalar density now becomes the actual control quantity. And this is related to the energy of energy density of our. And this is very important, actually, to have a vacuum solution, we'll see later on by this. And now we go to the RGB condition. So what is the RGB condition? So we have this generalized metric. We don't do any spatial gauge fixing, but we can do some spatial gauge fixing, right? Because when we solve the Einstein equation, for example, we solve it in a certain coordinate system. For example, when we solve it in the Schwarzschild coordinate system, we somehow have a real gauge, and we gauge fix what inside this square at r square, r is our radial coordinates. And this a real gauge will gauge fix the generalized metric in this form. And when we solve the vacuum Einstein equation, we got this one is one, and nx is related to the Schwarzschild method, basically square root of 2m over 1. And this gives us a Schwarzschild solution. And we see in this coordinate, it's like the usual Schwarzschild coordinate, the horizon is a constant at constant r coordinates, and we have a singularity at I equal to 0. And in this coordinates, the dust ball is some shrinking thing because the radius of a collapsing dust ball is shrinking. But instead of this real gauge fixing, it fixes the EX to the R square, we can have another coordinate. And this coordinate is called RGB coordinate. And this coordinate can be understood as a bit fixing procedure for this LTB condition plus CX, which bit fix the temporal deformation, the spatial deformation. And this LTB metric is in this form. So everything is the R function, it's functional T and X. And actually, the wave solution is a stational solution. R is only a function of x minus t. So in this coordinate, first of all, Schwarzschild coordinate at horizon breaks down. But RTB coordinate is well behaved at horizon, and horizon is 45 lines. So every constant radius is 45 lines in this coordinate. So the similarity that exists at this point. The advantage of this coordinate is that all the dust word line is constant x lines. So that's why it decouples. Because this is the model of dust, that gravity coupled to non rotational dust. So dust word line is actually constant line, means all the dust trajectories, they only stay in x constant trajectories. So that dynamics decouple, there is no discussion between different x. And this decoupling is reflected in the decouple of the Hamiltonian, scalar Hamiltonian, physical Hamiltonian, basically. So this is equal to the dust energy multiplied the volume term. And we see that this epsilon e is related to the marginal bound case, or no marginal bound case is actually related to the dust momenta. Let's assume it to be zero at the moment. Authenticity now, this Cx is completely a total derivative of C2 dx. And C2 dx is actually conserved quantity. And if you look at the form of the C2 dx, it's nothing else but the cosmology for Hamiltonian. So actually in this system, we have a decoupled dynamics, and this dynamics along each x trajectory is given by the Riemann equation generated from the cosmology of Hamiltonian. Sorry, here I already put epsilon equal to zero if epsilon is not zero. We have the general Riemann equation for the open, closed, or flat at our adaptive time. So here we see that LTB metric is a very good metric such that we bring a 1 plus 20 field theory, which has infinity many degrees freedom, into a quantum mechanical, into a mechanical system. And this mechanical system, it still has infinity many degrees freedom, this infinity many degrees freedom decoupled, and they become decoupled cosmological theory. And if we can do this also in the polymerized theory, we have very nice properties that then we can use the infinity dynamics from loop quantum continuity. So we still have the, for example, the Sharpe-Cheek space, remain Sharpe-Cheek space on each x-ray. We don't have any problem to derive the infinity theories. And moreover, we can write out the general solution because we know the general solution in cosmology. So this is extend to the general solution in this LTB metric. The thing, the difference is now this is the freedom equation at every x. So x appears as an integration constant for each point. And this m is actually the mass function along x. It's the integration constant of that on x. So we have a mass profile, actually. And this can model other homogeneous or homogeneous dust class. And we have a very nice analytical solution to this model. And beta x can be understood as an arbitrary function from the integration. And also we can go to the vacuum solution. What is vacuum solution? Vacuum solution, from here, vacuum solution is C equal to zero. So we don't have any dust density, dust density lambda equal to zero. And from this thing, in the marginal bound case, this epsilon x equal to zero, or E x equal to zero, we directly see that we must have this C tilde x equal to constant. So if this is constant, we go back a solution in this form, and one see that this, so this is vacuum solution. And one see that we have a stationary solution because now this solution only depends on x minus t. So we have a Killing vector field, which is dt equal to minus dx. So this is the Dikhoff theorem. So we have, of course, we have a unique solution because this solution only determined by this integration constant, which is the mass. And the mass is exactly the boundary term of this Hamiltonian. And then it's also stationary. So we can directly imply stationary. That's why we have this Dickhoff theorem. Now the question is, can we have all these nice properties, classical theory? Can we have all these nice properties in the effective theory, not classical, but polynomial models? So now let's explore this polynomial models. So let's start with some very general setups. We don't care about details. Let's start with the most general setup. So we have polymerization, which maps all the intrinsic curvatures into functions of intrinsic curvatures. We don't care. The form of the function is the most general form of the intrinsic curvature function. The only important thing is this function can only depend on not Tx, but T tilde x, because we don't want to change the density rate of the Hamiltonian, of the basic Hamiltonian. So we need the we can only polymerize density rate zero quantities. And this T tilde x is the combination of density rate zero quantities. K found Ex are automatically density rate zero, so we don't need to care about them. And here we also add Ex, is that we can encode what we call the mu bar scheme. And mu bar scheme is a certain combination of the K found Ex or Kx still with Ex. And we'll see later this actually relates to have a covariant like Lagrangian. So somehow the mu bar scheme reflects the covariance at the Lagrangian level. Except the polymerizations would also like to introduce what we call the inverse triadic. So this comes from the quantum correction from the inverse volume in cosmology or inverse triadic in this case. And these corrections are encoded into two functions, H1 and H2. So why I introduce H2? Because it's not inverse, but this can also be understood as inverse. For example, it can write as EX or square root EX. So this is also contains some inverse relationship in this case. So that's why we also introduce H2. So this is the most general form. Another thing is that this is only the effective the scalar part, which is the physical Hamiltonian after we deparameterize time. We don't do any polymerization of Cx. As we said, we don't do any big fixing for Cx. And we would like to keep the spatial diffeomorphism as a big symmetry of the theory, because it's a continuum theory. We have one plus one detailed theory. And since we don't do any gate fixing, we still and this we know the spatial diffeomorphism. So the generator generating this spatial diffeomorphism is Cx. So this cannot be polymerized in this case. So if we want to have the polynomial transformation along x direction, we always have this at the gate symmetry. So we have this Cx constraint unpolymerized. So this is the setup for our model. And now we would like to these four questions. Can we have covariance? Can we have a decoupled theory in this model? Can we have polymerized vacuum solutions? And the last thing is, it's a circularly symmetric model. So we can further symmetry reduce this circularly symmetric model into cosmology. So is this compatible with the cosmological model we are in mind? So these are four questions we would like to address, and we have an answer to these four questions. So as I said already, covariance is understood that covariant matching Lagrangians will yield a covariant Lagrangian. And this effective Hamiltonian is a big fixing of the matching Lagrangian from the Hamiltonian analysis. Decoupled theory is corresponding to find a compatible RTB condition. It's a polymerized RTB condition because somehow the classical RTB condition is not true in the polymerized models. And then polymer working. And we have a subtheory of this kind of theories that don't have polymerized vacuum solution, and we can even prove a Dirkhoff-like theory of this kind of theories. And finally, the compatibility with the cosmology. And if we have a decoupled theory, this compatibility means we have we chosen given cosmological model as a RTB sector. So this is some trivial result. So this is the setup, more or less. And we directly go to the result. So it's there are some very complicated calculations, but so basically we propose some modification to the RGB condition. Remember, RGB condition is always how to reduce the generalized circularly symmetric matrix to the RGB form. And this form is given by the relation between EX prime and E5. And this relation classically is just one, G delta is 41. But now in the polymer theory, we would like to have some polymerized functions which depend on all free space variables. So this is the most general form we can propose. So it depends on all the free space variables, and actually can also depend on all the derivatives of the free space variables, but we can show them this discipline. And so this is the initial RGB condition. Since the RGB condition combines with the gauge fixing of the diffeomorphism, and this diffeomorphism equal to zero actually implies a second RGB condition, which also constrains the intrinsic code. And with these two conditions, we can somehow, so at the beginning, we have four equation motion, which are the partial differential equations from our Hamiltonian free minimum. So because we have the 4D free space. And then using the RGB condition, what RGB condition does is that it reduces these four equation motions into two independent equation motions in the RGB sector. And one can see that this reduction using this using this polymerized RGB condition can actually remove all the partial differential, all the X derivatives, because now X derivatives are all encoded in the RGB condition. So there's no X derivative. So there are two, so it plays two roles, the RGB condition. First, it reduces all equation motion into two. Second, it removes all the X derivatives, so makes the theory decouple. And now the question is, can we find a generalized form of the constraint on this general G delta with given any polymerization? And the answer is yes, we can find a relation. And this is the relation. So we can have a compatible RGB condition. But this is only possible if we don't polymerize Kx. We can only polymerize K5. And the polymerized Hamiltonian is in this form. So there is only K5 polymerization Kx is still Kx. We leave it as it is, as it is in classical theory. And we have two polymerization functions on K5. And these two functions have this, the following classical unit. And we can still have the inverse friend question, doesn't matter. And this RGB condition is solved by this relation. So this is not only a differential equation, because it's a differential equation for the J dash function. J dash function not only be a function yet, it cannot depend on the difference correlation. It's not only a differential equation for EX, but it's also constrained, because the principle this part contains both K5 and EX. But now left-hand side is only a function of EX. So this is also constrained, constraining that the right-hand side is only a function of EX. Only in this case, we have a solution of a polymerized RGB condition. And then with this polymerized RGB condition, we have the new the metric in the RGB coordinate. So unlike the standard RGB metric, we have a modification which is encoded in this polymerized RGB condition. So this is the solution to the RGB problem, to the polymerized RGB condition, and to the decoupling. And the next question is, can we have a polymerized vacuum solution? So what we mean by polymerized vacuum solution is, of course, the polymerized the physical Hamiltonian equal to zero. But remember, when we do polymerization, the flat Minkowski spacetime is always a vacuum solution. Let's don't take them into account. We really want to find some vacuum solution, but it's not flat. And it proves that the existence of the polymerized vacuum solution is closely related to the conservation of the scalar Hamiltonian. Remember, this is somehow a physical Hamiltonian. It's a Hamiltonian density, sorry. And then the conservation of the scalar Hamiltonian on the diffeomorphism invariant dynamics is somehow given by the Poisson bracket of the C delta is proportional to Cx. This is somehow reflected into the closure of the hypersurface deformation algebra if you don't do the gauge fixing. Okay, and this condition actually is equal to the following condition. So first, we cannot have any polymerization of Kx. If we have a polymerization of Kx, we cannot have a conserved C delta. A no conserved C delta means we cannot have a polymerized vacuum solution, because suppose we have an initial value at zero, but then because not conserved, it will become no zero. Then it's not a vacuum solution. We have a dust it appears. And not this condition, and there is the X condition. And if one checks this X condition, And you find that the right-hand side is exactly the function appears when you reveal the polymerized LTP function. So these two conditions are somehow related. And this means that when we have a polymerized vacuum solution, we always have a compatible LTP condition. And this compatible LTP condition not always have a solution, because now the inverse spread equation is only a function of EX. So this becomes really a differential equation, first order ordinary differential equation for functions of EX. So we always have a compatible LTP condition in this system, in this subsystem. And moreover, similar to the classical case, we can rewrite Hamiltonian in this compact form, in this compact decoupled form. In the previous case, we have a compatible LTP condition. We have a decoupled equation motion, but we cannot rewrite the Hamiltonian in this nice decoupled form. But this is only true when we have a polymerized vacuum solution. And now, very similar to the classical theory, this C tilde delta generates the decoupled dynamics. It's like a cosmological Hamiltonian, and it generates the decoupled cosmological dynamics. And it's a controlled quantity. And this controlled quantity is like the integration constant, and it gives the mass product at each x. And now we also have, from this thing, it generates a modified Friedman equation, like the modified Friedman equation in the quantum cosmology. And this is a general function derived from C tilde delta. It's basically by the inverse of this x function. And now we can solve all this, because a simple integration leads to a solution in this form. So it depends, of course, on the mass product, but for the T part, it depends on the combination of T minus beta x. What it means? It means that if we go to the vacuum solution, because now we have a vacuum solution, and the vacuum solution is again given by the C tilde delta, or what how we define mx equal to m equal to constant. And this integration constant equal to constant means now we have again a Killing symmetry. And this Killing symmetry is again given by the BT equal to minus px. So now we have a Birkhoff-like theorem. So we have a unique stationary solution, because this is stationary and this is unique determined by the integration constant m. And moreover, we can rewrite this coordinate in the Schwarzschild coordinate. In principle, we are not allowed to do this because we already each fix our time. But suppose we are free to do temporal coordinate transformation. And then we can go to the Schwarzschild child coordinates. And this coordinate is actually a most generalized stationary coordinates, because we can have two R functions, two different R functions, at dt square and as jtt and dr. So this is the most general form we can propose for a stationary solution in the R coordinates with the Berkeley matrix space time. And this J function is also associated to the Hamiltonian, to the cosmological Hamiltonian, actually. Okay. So this more or less solves all our problems except for the covariance. And the covariance problem is solved here by what we call, as I already said, finding the corresponding Lagrangian, covariant Lagrangian. And this Lagrangian means the so-called extended mimetic gravity class. And the mimetic gravity is the gravity, classical gravity couples with no rotational dust. And this part is usually called the mimetic constraint, and it determines a mimetic field, which is also a scalar field in this case. And extent, in a same sense, we add a general potential alpha, and this alpha contains the high probability couplings, and it can contain all the second order contraction of second order derivative of that and arbitrary function, so it contains all high order derivatives. Since we are dealing with Berkeley metric space time, we only choose Kevin and is already sufficient. That's why we only choose this two special combinations of the second order derivative of the scalar field. This, the metric gravity has an extra big symmetry, and it's actually a conformal symmetry associated to a no physical metric. So we can introduce an accelerated metric and introduce a conformal symmetry into an accelerated metric. And this extra big symmetry reduce 1 degree freedom, because usually when we have high derivative couplings, we have an extra degree freedom. But because of this extra big symmetry, the theory only propagates 2 plus 1 degrees of freedom, which is the correct degree freedom of scalar plus gravity. And the equation motion of this Lagrangian is a modified Einstein equation. Well, you can also understand it as an Einstein equation because it's Einstein tensor with a strange or complicated energy momentum tensor coming from this, this high derivative couplings, and also the usual no rotational dust energy momentum tensor. But then we can combine these two and we define a modified Einstein tensor. Why we define this? I'll tell you later. And moreover, this is no rotation dust. So it's exactly the same thing we couple to the classical GR to do the temporal gauge fixing. So again, we chose this shell field as a nature observer of the clock field and to define the internal time of our system. So this, and this is the temporal gauge fixing again, fix the left function to be one, and we have a physical Hamiltonian. And for the Asian with constant scalar constant phase lies, while this can reproduce the polymerization event on this foliation with this constant phase lies, the second order derivative of the magnetic field now is actually no rotational dust. And if we chose it at the physical time, chose it proper time and the physical time, the K1, K2 is actually becoming the combination of the existing curvature. So that's why this this high derivative coupling function, this magnetic potential function now becomes an arbitrary polymerization function for the combination of intrinsic curvature environments, sorry, combinations of intrinsic curvatures. And then you can show, we can show that the Hamiltonian analysis actually gives, in fact, the physical Hamiltonian with the Lyubov-Skin polymerization. Lyubov-Skin is because we always have the combination of KRG, KRG, there is no single K appears. So it always appears in this way and it's actually combined finally into the Lyubov-Skin polymerization we showed before. So this is actually somehow can be understood as harmonic directions from the underlying equivalence theory. Moreover, if we have a Hamiltonian with the Lyubov-Skin polymerization, we can reconstruct alpha from the given Hamiltonian with this Lyubov-Skin polymerization. So given out a polymerized models Hamiltonian, we can reconstruct somehow the underlying equivalence like Lagrangian in this extended magnetic equivalence theory. Now, we said temporal gauge fixing. And if so, from this temporal gauge fixing, one can easily write out what is the solution of lambda and its relation with C delta. And once this, this is exactly showing that lambda plays the role of dust energy density with the polymerized Hamiltonian. So if we regard polymerized Hamiltonian as the quantum gravity Hamiltonian, and then this lambda is the only matter field coupled to this effective theory. So that's why the polymerized vacuum solution is defined as lambda equal to zero or C delta equal to zero. And this implies the modified Einstein equation equal to zero instead of the original Einstein tensor equal to zero. So this we define the polymerized vacuum. And in this polymerized vacuum, it's not necessarily rigid flat because if it's rigid flat, we go back to the classical system. So this clarifies more or less everything. And we have very nice summary of this, all these models. And actually it can be plotted in this picture. So we have a generic series of polymer series. And then we have a classical series which have the covariant metric variety like Lagrangian inside. And these are the series which contains all the Milbar polymerization. It can contain Milbar polymerization of Tx or Milbar polymerization of Tx or combination of them. So this, we have a covariant mimetic variety like Lagrangian. And B sector is a theory that has a polymerized RGB condition. As we show, these are the theories which cannot have any Lyubov polymerization of Kx. So that's why it does not cover all the covariant mimetic gravity Lagrangian, but only part of them. But this series allow for polymerized RGB conditions. They also allow the inverse triad corrections, which is not allowed in the mimetic gravity theory. So these are this sector. And now we have a subsector which are polymerized vacuum solutions, which allow polymerized vacuum solutions. The sector that allows for inverse triad corrections and also polymerization of K-phi, but we have a constraint, which is the constraint we showed before. So this is the subclass of the series in the polymerized RGB condition. And in this subclass, we have the most general form of the Schwarzschild-like matrix, as we showed before. And now we have some intersections. So what is the theory both have a mimetic gravity Lagrangian behind and also has a polymerized LTB condition and a polymerized vacuum solution. And this is the intersection between A and C. And this is the theory which have only mu bar polymerization of Tsi and no polymerization of Kx. And also there is a constraint. And this theory is the most, so this is the most interesting theory for us because it has all the nice properties. And this theory actually corresponds to classical RGB conditions. So there's no any polymerization of RGB conditions. So this is a surprise. And also this solution allows the polymerized vacuum solution and this, but unlike the original polymerized, general polymerized vacuum solution, this kind of vacuum solution not give the general thrust like matrix, but only gives the body like matrix. I'll tell you what is the body. Okay, so as we said, so we have all the, we have complete classification of the theories we have studied. And now we want to go to a small set of theories, which is in all the intersections of this subset, which has all these nice properties. And this is the theory which has polymerization of K-phi with mu bar and allows for polymerized vacuum solution. And for this kind of theories, the Hamiltonian, the polymerized Hamiltonian can be written in this form. So all the curvature, some curvature terms now becomes a polymerization of the B function. And this polymerization of the B function, which is the mu bar polymerization of Tsi. And this B function has a constraint. So F2 and F1 are not arbitrary functions, but they are related to each other. And in this subset, as we said, it admits actually a classical RGB condition. So we don't have any polymerization. We don't need any polymerization of RGB condition. So this actually is a nice, very nice property because suppose we start our quantization in the reduced gauge space framework. We first do all the gauge fixing. We do the temporal gauge fixing, but also the RGB gauge fixing for the gauge fix X. And then this gauge fixing is using the classical RGB condition. And then we go to the cosmological sector. Of course, we can quantize the cosmological using L2C. Everything, every nice thing follows, and we have an effective theory. And then when we construct back, we know that we have classical RGB condition, which is consistent, which somehow can exchange with the quantization. So this is very nice property. And again, so all the previous and nice follows, we have a conserved quantity, which is now really a polynomial cosmology, and FBD is original. You still remember B goes to a smaller FB, and this capital FB is the polymerization of B square. So it's equal to B square at classical level. So this is really a cosmological Hamiltonian, it's really a polymorph polymerization of the cosmology. So now everything follows and it's really much simpler than previous thing. So the modified freedom equation now can be re-expressed in this way. Of course, given any modified freedom equation, we can also reconstruct the underlying on-gauge fixed Hamiltonian. So, and the integration follows and we have the big couple-like theorem because we can derive that this is the, in the vacuum, this is the gain stationary, even static actually, and also it has a unique integration, which is uniquely determined by the integration constant, which is the mass of the black hole. Moreover, we can write out what is the polymerized vacuum solution in the surrounding coordinate. Remember, we have an underlying magnetic gravity field, so we can, in principle, we can solve the modified Einstein equation in arbitrary coordinate. We don't need to do the gauge fixing. And the gauge fixing with the magnetic gravity means it's just a reparametrization of the scalar field in the magnetic gravity. And this polymerized vacuum solution can be given in a body-like metric. So the body-like metric is GGT is equal to 1 over GR. It can be arbitrary functions, not necessarily directly or not necessarily body-like, it's just this GGT and GR are related. And this vacuum solution can be given by a simple integration of the F function. Or we can go back. Given any body-like solution, we can reconstruct from this form of the body-like solution stationary, reconstruct the F function, which is our polymerization. And then we have the underlying surface symmetric models and underlying numerical gravity models from this body metric. So other So it's worth those matches. So we can reconstruct, or even theory, we can derive all the decoupled, the modified freedom equation and also the vacuum solution, or given the vacuum solution and modify the freedom equation, we can reconstruct the theory at 1 plus 1 detail theory and also the underlying body covariant in network origin. So this has a nice one-to-one correspondence between any vacuum solutions or any modified freedom equations in the RTD factor and the mimetic working theorem, the 1 plus 1 D, the calculus metric polynomial model. So with this, we go to we move to an example. So how we reconstruct, for example, the F function, the polymerization using body-like metrics. And these are examples. Let's start with the graphene. What happens with graphene? So remember, the reconstruction is actually an integration. Reconstruction of F is the inverse function of the integration of R over 2dr. But this, coming from the Nubar scheme, this requires that this integrand must be a function of Rs or R to the cube. Otherwise, we cannot have Rs as the integration constant. So, and then we don't have a good well imposed the equation motion formula. Now, so this requires that to construct the model, we must have R over 2dr as function of Rs over R to the cube, somehow related to the underlying Guari theory. And for the Shirazi, if I write this, and we see this is exactly a function of Rs, R to the cube over Rs. So this is in the good sector. And then we can integrate it out. And the integration and then inverse gives F equal to B squared, which is exactly the classical Hamiltonian we have to generate the cosmological model and also the underlying one plus three field theory. And then we can also write out what is the solution of the marginal bound solution, the classical solution I showed before. And of course, this is the vacuum solution. Now, when we write this marginal bound solution, we can generalize the vacuum solution to dust collapse models. It can model any inhomogeneous dust, homogeneous or inhomogeneous dust collapse with the mass problem of dust. A similar example for Budding black hole, which is the regular black hole proposed by Budding back to the 1968, it's very old black hole metric, it's regular and it can be, I mean, we know that it can be derived from some strange nonlinear electromagnetism coupling to the gravity, but it's nonlinear. But here we can derive it in another way. So from our coupling, we show that this Budding black hole, if we introduce this parameter of the Budding black hole in this strange combination, and then we can rewrite this R over 2dr again as the purely as a function of R to the cube over x, and then we can reconstruct the models. Of course, now this is really complicated, and we cannot get explicitly the inverse function, but this is more or less the hypodynamic function contains the thing. But without doing that, without going to the underlying, without writing out the implicitly the underlying theory, we can not directly go to the solution in dust collapse. And this can be directly given as the following. Still complicated solution, but now we have write out explicitly. So this is the underlying theory which generates the vacuum solution at the body black hole. It also generates dust collapse solution digitally. Hayward black hole is similar. So Hayward black hole is another black hole matrix, which is simply modified with R to the cube plus a constant. And it's also in this class. And we can integrate that. And we can also have a marginal bound solution right out explicitly. So all these things we can encode, we can generate. So basically from a vacuum solution, we can generate nicely with inner theory frame, in a good framework that we have theory that can derive not only the vacuum, but also the dust collapse solutions. And we can write out explicitly the dust collapse solutions, which generate the corresponding vacuum solution when there is no dust. Okay. And this is one example. Another example is, as I said, is our motivation at the beginning. Can we have a loop quantum topology as a decoupled theory? And the answer is, of course, we can, because now we simply chose this FB recovers the RTC. And then, which means that we can also construct in the RTB sector, we have C dot as the L2C, C2 dot at the L2C handling. And then from our reconstruction procedure, we can reconstruct the supervised metric polymer handling. So we go from the RGB sector into the unbit fixed sector using our RGB condition, reverse our RGB condition actually. And this is actually recovered some Panitonia, which found in an old paper by Bibavala, but he don't know any RGB condition at that moment. And also, with this ungate fixed theory, we can do any gate fixing we want. For example, we can do the real gauge. And this real gauge is actually recovered the equation motion recently proposed in Shock's models by Rika, Edward, and their collaborators. So this model is actually exactly the model proposed recently by Rika Hansen and Edward Webb-Even and their collaborators. And it's also the model proposed back to 10 years ago. So it's actually the same model, but they don't know. Not with our general framework, we know we have the same model. And moreover, we have an underlying covariant like language. When Hosen and Verson-Even, they derived their models, they also use the temporal gauge fixing. So in principle, they cannot do any coordinate transformations around T because we don't know if it's allowed. We already do our gauge fixing. But with the covariant like language, we can do this. And more or less, we can solve this Hamiltonian in arbitrary coordinates. We don't need to restrict to the proper to the Kolmogorov coordinates. And then we can also derive the polymerized junction condition. This I want to emphasize because now we have modified the Einstein equation. The junction condition usually we use when we do the dust model and the vacuum model. The Lissure junction condition is actually the solution to the Einstein equation in the weak sense. So it's a solution to the classical equation. So with the modified gravity theory or with the polynomial effective series, the junction condition will also be get modified. And usually it's very hard to derive this kind of thing, but with this underlying variant like Lagrange, we can derive out the general form of the polynomialized junction condition. And what we found is that for this special model, the gluing along geodesics is still allowed. But when we have energy densities, their modifications is no longer the classical junction condition. Okay, and now we study some properties of this model. As I said, now we have a decoupled LQC freedom equation on checks. And we can give out a general solution in Magnetic bound case. So this is the most general solution in Magnetic bound case. It can model, so we have a generic mass function, which means it can model homogeneous dust collapse. We don't need to solve the partial differential equation. We already have a generic solution with this model. And this model, if you compare with classical theory, is just a simple modification with alpha square, which is a quantum modification. We draw this alpha square as classical. It's a very simple modification in the modified RTB conditions. Sorry, in the modified freedom equation solution to the modified freedom equation. All these solutions are RTB coordinates. Again, we have the Bickhoff-like theory. We can go to the vacuum solution when we set mx equal to a constant, and we can choose beta x equal to x, which is just the real parameterization of x. And the classical solution is given by alpha equal to zero. One important property of this kind of thing, if we go back to the original RGB coordinate, we see that we have dx of r. And this is degenerate when dx of r equals to zero. So you at classical generativity, this is the shell crossing singularity. So it's somehow weaker singularity than the Schwarzschild singularity, but the also singularity. And we are sure that actually in weeks, in the vacuum solution, we don't have this similarity. We have the metric degenerate, but all the solution is bounded. We can also analyze the null expansion, and this gives you. This is the most generic case for arbitrary mass function at each coordinate x. So this gives the inner horizon and outer horizon. So this gives a Penrose diagram similar to the, for example, resonant null form. Charged black crossing because both have inner and outer, but we don't have similarity. I'll show the Penrose diagram later. Most important thing is this depends on X. For example, if we are in a dust collapse scenario, we are very close, so there is no matter in the dust collapse. There will be no horizon faults. So this explains when we are very close to the center and there is so our dust ball is really, really small, we can bounce it out without crossing any horizons if we are deeply inside the dust ball. Of course, because we have both inline and outer horizons, we have trapped regions, anti-trapped regions, and untrapped regions in between. And this gives an example of how Oppenheimer cylinder dust collapse, which is a homogeneous dust collapse, blood vacuum, is encoded in this general solution. We can just build the mass product to solve out automatically the junction condition. And now we go to the vacuum solution. Vacuum solution, as I said, now we have a stationary, so the solution only depends on the state parameter in the x minus t. And moreover, it's a symmetric function in z. So this gives a symmetric bounce because z that can go from minus infinity to plus infinity. Theta equal to zero is a classical singularity because if there is no alpha, when theta equal to zero, we have I equal to zero, which is the classical singularity. And now this alpha removes the classical singularity with the minimal radius. So this is the function solution with minimal radius at that equal to zero, and this minimal radius is related to our quantum parameter. Again, we have that the word length is constant, and they all pass through the bouncing surface equal to zero at different time tau, because for different dust word length correspond different x, and they cross bouncing surface at different tau, and they do not intersect. This is a direct implementation of the RGB coordinates, actually. As we said, metric is degenerate in RGB coordinates, but we can show that all the correction environments, they are regular at the degenerate point because it's degenerate at the bounds. So this implies that there's maybe no cell singularity, no shell crossing singularities. Another thing important is, so we can go back to the original coordinate, we have the E phi and the volume is driven by the E phi multiplied by the Ex. And if we calculate E phi and also the volume, we see that it changes the sign before and after the bounds. So this is somehow relate to the sign of the determinant of the triad. We do have a theory which can distinguish the sign of the triad and do give a different sign before and after the bounds in this theory. And this is only true in black hole, because we don't see this. Again, we can do the coding transformation to the Schwarzschild metric. What I want to emphasize is that so this metric is already being given in previous studies when they use classical junction conditions to prove the RQC with the vacuum solution. But what I want to emphasize is that this coordinate transformation from the vacuum solution into this is only well defined either before the bounds or after the bounds because this R is the square in the thing. But the smaller R, the radius is the positive, is only a single value function. So we have a 2-to-1 correspondence or 1-to-2 correspondence. So this coordinate transformation only will define the part of the solution. It cannot cover all of the solution. And actually, one can calculate the Jacobian of the coordinate transformation, and one can show that it don't have different signs. And this may relate to the sign of the triad. One more comment I want to make is that this solution is actually that is the next leading order expansion of the Hayward metric. Hayward metric do not have the bounds, but the first order expansion of Hayward metric has a symmetric bound. And you can do a high order expansion of the Hayward metric, they all have bounds, but they have unsymmetric bounds. Moreover, we can obtain directly, as we said, we have a covariant in the metric theory. So this theory can be obtained directly by solving the modified Einstein equation. But when we solve the modified Einstein equation, one problem arises. So if we look at this metric, we don't see any bound on the minimum values of R. In principle, it can go to I equal to zero, which introduces a singularity. But how these two solutions are related? It's actually related in mimetic condition when we derive the solve the mimetic origin Lagrangian. So we have a constraint from the mimetic condition stating that since DRFI, which in this coordinate is not a constant, and is given by this term, it must be larger than zero. So this condition don't impose the minimal values of the radius. So this gives the lower bound of the radius, which gives a consistent solution corresponding to the RGB coordinates. So we also answered why we have minimal value, even it looks like we don't have a minimal value. Okay, and this is the most general Penrose diagram. While we have the following Penrose diagram, then, as we said, our dust, so these blue lines are dust word lines, and all dust word lines, they pass in the bouncing surface and they do not intersect. So this is the maximum, this is the tension we can draw. So we start from a flat contact region, which is the syntonic flat. And then we go. So we have an outer horizon, which is the black outer horizon. And then we go inside, which is the trapped region, and there is the inner horizon, and we go to an untrapped region. And this dashed line is the minimal surface. And after we pass through the minimal surface, our radius will bounce again. But we pass through this minimal surface into another radius, not in the same radius. So we bounce again, and we have the inner horizon again, untrapped region, which is the white hole, and we go to again, a flat region into the future region. And the maximal extension of this space-time is the extension of this Penrose diagram in both x direction, sorry, or r direction, or the spatial direction, and also the maximal and the repeat. It will repeat in both x and t direction. And also this is given by the Bernoullian or the minimum surfaces, so we can pass through this. So this is really like a wormhole solution, where this minimum surface is just the wormhole mesh. The difference is that in this minimum surface, our RGB metric is degenerate, but when we use the wormhole metric, we don't have a degenerate metric. And there's another problem, because when we do junction conditions, we saw a different Penrose diagram in previous study. And these are the Penrose diagram using the Isro junction condition. It differs from our Penrose diagram. Basically, shall we pass through another universe or we bouncing back in the same universe? And how to understand this property is actually related to the fact what I just said. So this set coordinate into R coordinate is actually a 2-to-1 correspondence. And in our coordinates, it's always a bouncing back, and we cannot see any passing through scenario. But what our dynamics show is that we do have a passing through scenario, because our dust word lines, they never intersect. And if we bouncing back, the dust word line will intersect. And when dust word line intersect, you can show that in the magnetic fields, this clock field is actually not continuous. So the mimetic field is not continuous, and then our clock field is not continuous. This is, of course, we don't like, because we use the mimetic field as our clock. If we introduce discontinuous in this theory, well, not good. So this answers the
solution. Hello?
Yeah?
Can you please wrap up soon, because you're already a bit out of time?
Okay, sorry. Yeah, it's already done.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Perfect.
So this is basically our stories. So as we said, we analyze a very general surface metric polynomials, and we answer the question of covariance polymerized RGB condition, polymerized vector solution, and how to reconstruct the theory from this from the polymerized vector solution and decoupled cosmology. And we show that they do have a subclass of models that correspond to the extended metric gravity, which is a modified gravity theory that admits polymerized RGB condition and polymerized vector solution. And it has a Birkhoff like theory with generalized Schwarz like solution. And it also introduces completely decoupled cosmological dynamics. And we have a homogeneous subclass. And also, we can introduce a consistent reduced quantization of cosmology in the RGB sector, and we reconstruct the underlying effective supersymmetric theory. And we show these properties by examples. First, the example is the reconstruction from body-like metric. And another example is how we understood the struggle genetic models inspired from the loop quantum technology and loop quantum gravity. And we show that we don't have a shock, and we actually generate a Penrose diagram like this. So it's a bouncing solution without shocks, and it's also different from so it's like warm solution you pass to another unit. Okay, and there are some outlooks. So there are many outlooks actually. And those we have an underlying quadrant model, and we can build more relations between no solution of the regular black holes, and also no solutions with our precision spread models, like how is the stationary solution in the carbon sex models is encoded in this theory. For example, your S model, can your S model be encoded in this theory? In principle, we can reconstruct the underlying theory, reproduce exactly the stationary solution. But how our Hamiltonian will relate to AOS Hamiltonian then can be understood with the mimetic Lagrangian with a different fixing principle. And also can we study the actually symmetric models, for example, the Kerr and Kerr-Newman were the generalized human genius algorithm or underlying quadrant model. And the most important thing is can we study the generalized Wadiya solution, and then we can model the black hole relaxation. Because now we have an underlying quadrant model, and we have usually the 1 plus 1 detailed theory Lagrangian. So in principle, we can solve it. Obtain a generalized idea coordinate, general idea solution that models the black hole evaporation. And I mean, a simple solution, sorry, a simple, a bit simpler model is that we do not use the NODAST. Usually, when we solve the idea solution, we use NODAST. We do not use even NODAST, but we use a conformal scale theory similar to the studies in the CDHS, and actually we can study the model as a mimetic CDHS in the Lagrangian. And also because we have the Lagrangian, we can study the technological perturbations, black hole perturbations, and passing normal modes beyond the current hybrid method used in LQC, for example. And also we can study the gravitational wave memory effect in this modified gravity concept, and we can see if we have a new memory effect appears. We can also go beyond the model. For example, we can try to see if we can construct one beyond the magnetic class. For example, if you use the general high order stellar tensor series, we can find the corresponding equilibrium quantum. And also, we can study polymerization theories. We will do a deparameterization of X, the digitization of X as well. And there are many other things. And thank you. It's already a bit over time.
No problem. Thank you. Bianca, if you have a question, go ahead.
Thank you, Hong Wan, for this interesting talk. I might have two questions. So this decoupling, is that something new you found, or was it noticed before? And how much does it depend on having dust as a matter field? So do we expect it to find in other couplings if you couple to other matter fields?
Yeah, we can. The problem is the RGB metric. The RGB metric that is decoupling only works for the dust, for the low rotation or dust field. If we couple to other matter field, we can solve we can still construct the mimetic Lagrangian with other matter, we can add other matter fields to the Lagrangian, and we can solve the theory, but we cannot do the decoupling.
Mm-hmm. And you had these different classes of theories which you get, and mimetic was a special choice. Can you repeat what kind of choices you have to do, for instance, with respect to the polymerization? For instance, at some point, I think you mentioned like the K, possibly the extrinsic curvature is not polymerized.
Kx cannot be polymerized.
Okay.
Kx. So we have two extrinsic curvatures from the classical theory. One is K5, another is Kx. And K5 is like the point holidays, but Kx is not. So Kx has the density vector 1. So and this one cannot be polymerized if you want to have a polymerized vacuum solution.
So your strategy is that you try out which variables to be polymerized or not, but you want to get like covariance and a sensible vacuum solution. Is that the strategy?
The vacuum solution. Covariance can be built out. The covariance model can be built with the polymerization index. And we have an example in a paper in 2022. But the polymerized vacuum solution cannot have polymerization index.
Okay.
And this is also shown in the example of our paper in 2 years ago. And you can show that the C delta, if you derive the stationary solution, this is what we can do. So we derive the stationary solution, and we have an ordinary differential equation, and we solve it numerically. And then one can draw what is C delta, and it's not zero. So it's evolved to no zero. So that means that the stationary solution is not vacuum.
Thank you.
Other questions for Hongwon? If not, let's thank him again.